It's a sound you don't want to hear if you're on a hiking trail. It's the sound of a rattlesnake. Warmer weather is bringing with it rattlesnake season, and they're common in the foothills and mountains on the central and south coasts. But researchers who study rattlers say they're getting a bad rap.
It is frustrating that a lot of people think, you know, the only good snake is a dead snake. Because in fact, it turns out that, you know, the vast majority of rattlesnakes want to keep to themselves, and bites tend to be when people start messing with the snakes.
Dr. Emily Taylor is a professor and rattlesnake researcher at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. She says as much as you don't want to encounter one of the snakes, they don't want to run into you.
When a snake rattles, it is saying, stay away, I'm dangerous. If you keep messing with me, I'm going to bite you. So it's a warning. And in fact, the vast majority of snakes will actually shake their tails when they're nervous. But rattlesnakes happened to evolve a maraca on the end that made a really loud noise when they did it. So it really contributed to an elevated signal saying, I'm aware that you're here, just back off, and we'll both be fine on our own.
Unlike most of us, Taylor actually looks for the snakes and is using technology to track the misunderstood and mysterious creatures.
Only recently do we have the technology where we can go out and use tiny implanted, surgically implanted radio transmitters to follow these secretive animals around. Normally you can't find them, same one over and over, because they hide, and we get to see them in all of their secret ways and habits, and it's fascinating.
Taylor says one of the unique things about rattlers is the way they give birth and take care of their young.
They give live birth, so female rattlesnakes don't lay eggs. In fact, there's no such thing as rattlesnake eggs. They have live birth with placentas, and tiny little babies come out. The babies stay with the mom for about a week to a week and a half after birth, and the mom protects them and seems to pay attention to them until they're able to have their first shed and to go on after that.
And the researcher says even more fascinating is the reproductive process.
Scientists have discovered that some rattlesnakes actually give birth without ever mating with a male. So they actually have what we call asexual reproduction, which is where they can just have babies by themselves without ever finding a male. One of the most interesting things that's come up recently about rattlesnake reproduction is that a female rattlesnake can actually store sperm from males in her oviducts for years and years. The record so far is 8 years, but it could be much longer. And then when she ovulates, she can actually use that sperm to fertilize eggs. Her babies, potentially from the same litter, they could all be from different fathers that were mated with many years prior.
Here's something else you might not know about the snakes. If you're swimming in a lake in rattlesnake territory, don't grab any sticks you see floating in the water. It may not be a stick, but a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnakes can swim, they can climb trees, they can basically go anywhere. But I will tell you, though, that on the California Central Coast, it's not terribly common for them to do those things. You're much more likely to find rattlesnakes coiled up against a tree or a log, or coiled up under a rock or in a ground squirrel burrow or in tall grass.
While certain species of rattlesnakes are threatened or endangered in other parts of the country, Taylor says their populations are generally healthy on the central and south coasts. While the snakes aren't looking for you, it doesn't mean you won't encounter them, so it's up to you to be careful in snake country.
Contrary to popular belief, they don't like to be out in the full sun unless it's like they're warming up in the morning. So if it's really hot out, you probably won't see them. If it's really cold out, you won't see them. The main way to avoid an interaction with a rattlesnake is to not put your hands and feet where you can't see them. So if you're hiking, don't step over a log without looking on what's the other side. Don't climb up a hillside with your hands without looking. And when people want to reduce the amount of rattlesnakes that are around their houses, doing things like making sure that you don't have a bunch of ground squirrel burrows or wood piles.
Lisa Johnson with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife says if the worst should happen and you're bitten, get help. Unlike what you've seen in old movies, don't try to treat a snake bite yourself.
The best course of action is just to get the victim to help as soon as possible. The venom kits, they've been deemed as useless, to be honest, and they're not going to do the job. Also, the old method of, you know, making cuts in the bite and trying to suck the venom out, you're wasting time. The best course of action is get the victim to help.
But snake researcher Emily Taylor says if you give snakes a wide berth, they'll do the same for you. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.